You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Massachusetts driver, 34, fearful when the Jeep in front of them comes to a complete stop and Gregory Knowles gets out. Knowles, 51, approaches the driver's car and unfurls an expandable baton. Knowles uses the baton to break the driver's window and begins to beat the driver. Knowles then wraps his hand around the driver's neck, strangling the victim, who manages to get the Jeep's license plate as Knowles speeds away.
Nancy, Knowles and the victim were driving north on Route 3A just outside Cohasset when Knowles began harassing the victim. The victim is unsure of what caused Knowles' anger. Knowles hit the victim on their head and body with the expandable baton, which police later recovered from Knowles' Jeep.
Gregory Knowles, now charged with assault, battery with a dangerous weapon, and strangulation. New Jersey resident Edward Kang often plays the online game Arcade with a young man in Jacksonville, Florida. While they play together, the two men get into an argument. Well, the next day, Kang flies from New Jersey to Florida, buys a hammer, and sneaks inside the player's home. When Kang sees the player, he hits him over the head with the hammer. The player's stepfather hears the struggle and restrains Kang until cops arrive. Kang tells police the victim is a, quote, bad person online and asks how much jail time he might get for breaking and entering. The answer? It'll be a long time before you play video games again. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In a recent court filing, the defense for Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins by actor Alec Baldwin, has requested the dismissal of her conviction or a new trial. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
This most recent filing alleges evidence suppression and prosecutorial misconduct, with Gutierrez-Reed's attorneys arguing that prosecutors failed to disclose potentially exculpatory evidence. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer ended Baldwin's trial abruptly on July 12th due to police and prosecutorial misconduct related to withholding evidence in the 2021 incident on the set of the film Rust. The pivotal evidence in Baldwin's trial was ammunition brought to the sheriff's office in March by a man claiming it might be connected to Hutchins' death. Prosecutors deemed the ammunition irrelevant, while Baldwin's defense accused them of concealing it and sought a case dismissal. In March, a judge convicted Gutierrez-Reed of involuntary manslaughter, leading to an 18-month sentence by Judge Marlowe Summer. Gutierrez-Reed is appealing the conviction. She was acquitted of tampering with evidence and has pleaded not guilty to a separate charge of carrying a gun into a prohibited area. Prosecutors have attributed the presence of live ammunition on the Rust set to Gutierrez-Reed, citing her failure to adhere to gun safety protocols. Baldwin, the lead actor and co-producer, was rehearsing a scene when the gun discharged, killing Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza.
Carrie Morris Say, the lead prosecutor for both Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed, stated that a written response would be filed later this week, offering no further comments at this time. Two men have now been arrested in connection with the February killing of a Vermont woman whose body was discovered in a container on a sandbar in the Missisquoi River. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to a Vermont State Police report, 34-year-old Aaron Camp of Derby, Vermont, is now charged with unauthorized burial or removal of a body and being an accessory after the fact to murder in the death of 29-year-old Kayla Wright, also of Derby. 34-year-old Taryn Josh Pendleton of Waterbury, Vermont, faces one count of being an accessory after the fact to murder. A judge signed an arrest warrant for 24-year-old Jucky Tremaine Corey Keith of Hartford, Connecticut, charging him with first-degree murder and unauthorized burial or removal of a body. Keith is currently in federal custody on drug charges with no clear timeline for his arraignment. Court proceedings for Camp and Pendleton were postponed to Thursday after they invoked the 24-hour rule. Police state that Wright died from a gunshot wound to the head. Her body was found in a truck bed-style toolbox on a sandbar in the Missisquoi River, this according to a Homeland Security Investigations affidavit. Authorities allege that Keith shot Wright multiple times on the morning of February 2nd during a drug trafficking dispute in Troy.
Camp and Pendleton now stand accused of assisting in cleaning up the crime scene and disposing of Wright's body.
Thanks, John. Austin Harrison, 33, gets in an argument with his roommate and walks out of their Austin, Texas apartment around noon. He texts a few friends and eats at a nearby restaurant, getting a receipt 1:46 p.m. Then his phone shuts off. No one has seen or heard from Austin Harrison ever since. His phone last pings a quarter of a mile from his apartment near Secret Beach on the Colorado River, an area he frequents. Searches of the river and surrounding areas turn up nothing. Dad, David Harrison, says Austin relies on his financial support, so radio silence is very concerning. Austin, 6'6", 190 pounds, brown hair, green eyes, tattoo of a sun on his left shoulder. Austin last seen wearing a short sleeve red button-up, maroon shorts, and Birkenstock sandals. If you have info on Austin Harrison, now missing 2 months, call Austin, Texas PD, 512-974-5250. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.